Yeah.
Yeah. I could do this sweet. Yes.
Transfers.
which is, you know, really hard to do. But, you know, sometimes in the midst of it all, it would happen. And I have to say that if there is one man in the school that I would pin my success, and when I say success, I have a niche practice in Seattle, specializing in mental health, and I was profitable in a year. Yeah, when I was here, what I was told is that if you wanted to be successful, you needed to leave Seattle, you needed to do insurance, and I don't remember what the third rule was. Oh, you know, but there were all these rules, and I broke all of them.
You also have to wait tables.
You have to wait tables. Well, I won't promise you that one. But part of what was taught is that you have to understand. In this class, what I learned is you have to understand the why. And when you understand the why, you can do about whatever you want because you understand the rules. And it's not about memorizing lists. I'm sure that you would just love to just, okay, what's the list to memorize? And I'll put an acronym to it. And he will not let you do that. As a cash practice, part of what I get paid a lot of money for is to explain to people the why. Why this is happening in language that they can understand by using metaphor. And now that I specialize in mental health, I understand a little better what he's doing in terms of right brain, left brain, in terms of using imagery and linguistics. And for those of you who are language-oriented people and just want to do the lists, he's forcing you to do imagery, which allows you, and I don't know if you got to this section, but I so vividly remember standing there, he's like, you need to stand in the middle of the aorta. I'm like, why? I'm really tired. And when I opened my practice on mental health, I sat down with my basic physiology, basic biochemistry textbooks, and figured out what causes depression, what causes anxiety. And it's not a 5-HTP deficiency. And it's because I slugged my way through this class that I had the confidence of going, all I need to do is understand the basic framework. And then I can come in and I can do interventions. And I can do trials to see if it works. And I can tell my patients, in 3 days you should feel better. With confidence. And if I didn't have the framework that I got in this class, I wouldn't be able to do that. Save your notes. Save your diagrams. Laminate them. Put them in a special safe. Because these are the notes that you will use for the rest of your life. I can't tell you how lucky you are to have him teach you physiology. And do you still do the brain stuff too? Oh, I hated that class too. But now I need to know. And I have to say that my best pleasure, but I do really enjoy it, is when the psychiatrists call me up and are very nervous that I am part of the team, and they start asking me questions. I'm like, okay, let's go through the biochemistry, let's go through the physiology, and they shut up. Because they can't do that anymore. Because it's not an acronym. It's not a list. The person in front of you is not a list of checkoffs. And you're going to see, I see the most bizarre cases, because you're going to see people who fail out of the system. And so you can't have a checkoff list. You have to actually know how the system works. And you have to actually know, like just what he said, is, okay, we're going to learn this level, and there's another level of detail, and we're not going to go over it. But you have to know that you didn't get taught that there's the hole. And that's okay. If you need that information, you will have the skills to look it up. Because you understand the system. Anything else you want me to throw it out for you?
All right.
I
Any questions for Chris?
Bard?
How much is it? He has not paid me anything, but in the fall, this fall, last fall, I had a lot of fatigue, and there was a lot going on, and, a lot of fatigue, and then I won't tell you the whole story, but I decided to take my blood pressure. It was 85 over 60. They're like, huh. I do a martial art, falling down and getting up with that kind of blood pressure is really difficult. And it was persistent. It lasted for about 6 months. And of course, I did these big blood panels and called my naturopathic physician and said, you're going to verify with my insurance that you ordered this, right? And I did cortisol, and I went to see a cardiologist, and who I ultimately called and said, I need to get a hold of this because I don't know if I'm going to be ever functional again. Because 6 months of a blood pressure that is 85 was really a high systolic for me. And 75 is really uncomfortable. And